SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Lawmakers from both parties are demanding answers about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's decision to undergo prostate cancer surgery without notifying anyone. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton calls the situation
a shocking breakdown in communications in the chain of command.
Especially, Cotton says, given Secretary Austin's vital role in national security.
He's the key link between the civilian commander-in-chief and the uniformed military.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network Austin is also in the nuclear chain of command, and that his absence came even as the U.S. faces growing threats from Russia, China, and Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Bob Agnew reporting.
The White House is claiming that it didn't know. Former White House medical advisor Anthony Fauci sits for a second day of questioning from the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci was in a closed-door meeting for 7 hours yesterday, taking questions from lawmakers on the pandemic, the role of the federal government versus state government, and the origins of the virus. Fauci admitted to approving the gain-of-function research proposal at the lab that leaked the virus. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration enacts a new labor rule that will affect independent contractors.
It's a step that could bolster both legal protections and compensation for many in the U.S. workforce. The changes have long been viewed as especially bad news for companies like Uber and DoorDash. They're seen as pioneers of the so-called gig economy, in which companies essentially rely on armies of freelance drivers, delivery people, and others to provide services without traditional labor protections.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting that some gig workers say they prefer things this way due to the freedom to set their own hours and schedules. They also fear fewer jobs being available due to government intervention. One New Jersey congressman is calling on the government to mandate testing of baby food for metal contaminants. This is SRN News. 2023 was a big year for the popular YouVersion Apple app with surge in the number of people downloading it. And a lot of that increase came from around the world.
The use in Africa, people using it daily, is up almost 100% year over year. And in Kenya specifically, 225%. We're seeing just these trends happen in Latin America as well. All of Latin America for new devices are up 107% for the whole of Latin America year over year.
Bob Grunewald is CEO of YouVersion.
We're very encouraged because we see it growing globally. There's really no part of the world in terms of the bigger regions of the world that we saw a decrease. Everything's been up.
He says those numbers indicate that in troubled times, people are turning to the scriptures for wisdom and hope. The app is completely free. It's available in over 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. Hobbled by high interest rates, persistent inflation, slumping trade, and a diminished China, global economic growth will slow for a third consecutive year in 2024.
That's the forecast from the World Bank, which predicts the global economy will expand just 2.4% this year. That would be down from 2.6% growth in 2023, 3% in 2022, and a galloping 6.2% in 2021, which reflected the robust recovery from the pandemic recession. Heightened global tension arising from Israel's war with Hamas and the conflict in Ukraine pose the risk of even weaker growth, according to the World Bank. Rich Thomason reporting.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was interrupted during a Fox News town hall Tuesday evening. He wasn't speaking to voters ahead of the state caucuses when anti-oil protesters stood up. The banner blocked news cameras chanting, "No oil money." More details at SRNnews.com.